Breaking news,
and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice, the sports game show to test your knowledge of the upcoming game while defending your belief in your team's ability to win. Our job is to prove you wrong and explain why we think the Commanders will prevail. My name is Ken Harvey. I'm one of the judges, four-time Pro Bowler, and in the Washington Ring of Fame. Judge Marnie Snyder, the daughter of the first female GM of a team in the NFL, Susan Spencer, and the granddaughter of former Eagles owner, Leonard Tose. Judge John Booty, NFL legend, defensive back playing for the New York Jets, the Eagles, Cardinals, Giants, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're your judges, and welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice.
Hey, welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice, and just like the season, we've had some issues with our guests today, so we, you know, you got to struggle through this. It's so goes the team, so goes sometimes the show. But you know, the good thing, it was a bye week for the Commanders, and so
at least they didn't lose.
You know, let me rewind the tape. I jumped the gun, as you jumped the gun, as teams can look past a certain team and end up losing that way. Our sponsors are Alex Steele Real Estate. There we go. There you go. If you have any real estate needs, Alex Steele Real Estate, he can help sell your home, he can help buy your home, and he can help renovate your home. So he's the man in the DC, Maryland area to take care of business. And then we have PMSI. PMSI, we got our models. There we go. And PMSI, if you have pest issues or anything like that, they are the place that's trusted with NFL teams, as well as restaurants, as well as homes. You know, you want professional people with a good track record. So those are our sponsors. Got that out the way. It was a bye week, so there was really nothing to talk about, although there's a lot of rumor mills going around about, you know, what's going to happen. And I guess right now, probably question both of you guys. I mean, what's the feeling? What do you think the feeling is on the team right now? With players in the attitude, and I have my feeling. I've been on this side where we've had losing seasons. I know some things, but even as I joked with So Goes the Show, you know, sometimes you just kind of like, you can have that where you don't want to put as much into it because you don't feel it. You know, when things are going good, people are like, oh, I got to go in, I got to do this and that. And when things are going bad, yeah. So Judge Marnie, what's your feel for the team right now and the things that they're going through with this, you know, just having a bye?
Well, obviously when things are, I mean, this is just human nature. And when things are not going well as a team, you have to really focus on the couple things that are going well. And there's always positives. There will always be positives in the totality of it. Not a great season, but there'll be good things. And this is where you really have an opportunity to shine. Like, I really think that as a player or as a coach or even as a fan, like being out there, this is where like that rubber meets the road, where you got to get in there, suit up to play and bring your best. Because if you don't do that now, then it's not a good look. It's not a good look.
And you're looking for a job next year.
Yeah.
NFL, not for long. Judge John, what do you think?
I like what Marty said. You got to get in there like Rocky's. And when he's boxing, he's in the corner, his manager in the corner, you got to get in there and keep fighting, you know, and that's what they have to do. You got to play hard, because if you don't play hard, you're going to end up getting hurt. You know, you're not going 100 miles an hour in the field, you know. But to sustain, to be in that locker room, you to a man, to an individual man in that, on that football field, coach. Individual coach, male or female, that's coaching that team, you know, your job's at stake. the front office, everybody knows they got a new ownership and they're going to do what they need to do for their, to make this team a winner.
Well, so, you know, I know. I'm sorry.
The support system for each other. Hey, let's go out here and play with some pride. Some pride to just finish it. You know, we got our hats brought to us before the bat, before the bye week. We had the bye week to brush upon some things and get healthy and take another week or two of Coach Rivera's calling the defense and Bieniemy calling the offense. Let's get this, get our acts together. Let's be a spoiler for some teams. And let's start out by going out to LA and making it difficult for them to get into the playoffs because we're going to play with pride.
Well, Jess, John, like I know, like I said, I've been kind of in this situation with some teams. Usually around this time or somewhere before, a lot of times they have players only meetings where the players are saying, well, we got to talk amongst ourselves to figure out how we can turn things around or even just to motivate each other. Do you think those are beneficial? Do you think it's a slight against the coaches? Do you think this team needed something like that? Because I haven't heard of any players only meetings.
I think of the players only meetings or the players who are contenders for a playoff. You know what I mean? Like, let's say the Philadelphia Eagles, they probably have a players only meetings. They got, we need to get our act together. Now, for a team like the Commanders, they can have a player only meeting to support what they need to do on the football field to make a difference. I mean, that'll even be even more justifiable, you know, to have something of a players only meeting saying, listen, we got 4 weeks, I'm about 4 weeks left in the season. Let's go out with a bang. Let's go out and make this thing happen. So I haven't heard anything like that happening myself, but if they did do so, it'll be somebody in the leadership on the team, that would be great. So let's finish this thing strong. Let's go out with a bang. Let's disrupt the Dallas Cowboys. Let's disrupt Rams, whomever we have on our schedule. Let's disrupt them so we can show them that we are men on the football field, that we're going to play to the bitter end.
But Judge Marnie, you know, I'm a throwing the Eagles in this just because, you know, of your relationship with them, but you know, the Eagles lost against the Cowboys and they had two games losing streak. And I could see sometimes in their faces, you could see things in their faces. What would you say to a team? Like, I mean, I know the Commanders, they're way at the bottom and everybody's looking ahead for next year, but you're in the locker room and you're trying to, just like before this show, when our guests didn't show up and you said, hey, we got to keep going and we got to do the best we can. What would you say to your team? As you being a coach, you being a leader, what would you say to your team? And do you see anybody on the Commanders that fit that bill as a leader that would have that speech that or that whatever that talk is that people would listen to and respect enough or fear enough to listen to?
Well, I think a little bit of a different approach. Rather than talking to them, I would ask them. My grandfather, this is something that he taught me and that he, you know, did this often. He would ask people, what do we need to do to get it done? And then listen to them. And so then it's like, okay, well, we need this, this, and this. And then you can execute on it rather than saying, you know, here's what we need, all that stuff. Like, they've heard it. We all know. But like asking them, like, what do we need to get it done? And then, okay, I now see what we need, or you guys now hear what we need, and let's go get it done. Whether it's other players, whether it's getting somebody feeling better, whether it's bringing in, you know, a different way to train each other, different equipment. There's so many different, as you know, the nuances, writing up different plays, who knows, like different things, training table, food, whatever it might be. So I think that that's what I would do. Certainly with the Commanders, I would say, okay, guys, what do we need to do to get it done? Because whatever I'm doing as a coach isn't really working. So I want to hear from you all what we need to do to get it done. And then I will do my best to make that happen.
That's actually a really good point. Because that seems to be some of the issues. Montez Sweat, I think he's been making a comment that the team, you know, felt like they were going to, like there was no path for him anyhow. And the coaching was bad. And so everyone kind of came in and had their way of doing things, my way or the highway. That's what my junior college coach used to say all the time. It's either my way or the highway. And right. Sometimes as leaders, you have to be flexible and hear what players have to say and, you know, what their issues are.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good way to, I mean, no matter what, in any business, whether it's a football business or professional or personal, you want to hear from the other person when things are good and things are not so good.
And my way or the highway, sometimes coaches do have that ego, say it's my way or the highway, and then end up they hitting the highway because things are not going well, you know. And, you know, like we all know, Ken, you and I know, and Martin knows, when you have these team meetings or you have meetings and players can read on that false, what we call back in the day, false chatter. You know, you just get some false chatter. Players like, man, yeah. Do you have passion behind that? Do you have meaning behind that? So sometimes these meetings can be just that, you know. Hey, they have a bye week. They had the bye week. They had some time to get prepared for the Rams. And the Rams took a loss to our neighbors up north of us. So it's
close game though, right? I mean, really close game.
They went and disappointed, like the Jets beat the Bills with a punt return, you know, for a touchdown in the game. So could this happen in, it happened in Baltimore, but, you know, they're beatable, you know. Baltimore's better than the Commanders, but the Rams are beatable.
Yeah, they're definitely beatable. I think, you know, when you talk about sports, there are some, you know, you got to have the basic foundations, right? It's he who makes the least amount of mistakes, he who holds the ball and doesn't fumble and all that stuff. Those who are in the red areas have the opportunity to score, you score, and hopefully you score big, you score 7 points. And then a lot of it is attitude. You got to make big plays and set your goals. Defensively, you'll say, we need to have 3 sacks. We need to have, you know, 2 interceptions. We need to gain 50 yards on defense. You set the goals and you challenge people to achieve those goals. On offense, you set the goals as well. And I don't know if that's something that the team does right now. I don't know. It's kind of hard to figure our team out because it's not that we don't have the talent. It seems as though the talent is not being maximized with the guys that we have. As in, yep, Judge.
Another thing, well, so when things, and this is just as being a parent, not being a coach, but when things are not going well in like a family dynamic or whatever, sometimes it's about like just unplugging the computer and just like giving it a hard reset and doing something fun and doing something that might just take the edge off when, you know, everybody, it's a long season and everybody's just kind of hammered and drained. And this is really the hard time of the year because the holidays, you're losing a lot. So maybe it's about also just finding something fun to do together as a team or different, you know, skill, you know, the different position players and regrouping in that way is also a good thing. Or having your coaches say, okay, it's my way or the highway, but today we're going to have some fun.
Well, then
that's right. Maybe the bye week at the right time.
Just,
you know. Yeah. It falls down to what? Execution. Mm-hmm. On the football field.
No problem. And, no doubt. I'm sorry. Say again.
And have some fun while you're doing it.
Yeah, you know what? It seems as though people sometimes teams forget about the fun. And I think during this bye, If I were coaching, you know, this is a time where you try to have fun. This is a time where you try different things that you haven't tried before. This is a time where the thing that you may have been scared of doing, that you give it a shot now. Because, you know the end result, regardless, you know, for the most part, the team is going to be overhauled. And some guys are playing for jobs. Some guys, you know, very few guys have jobs that are guaranteed. This is for real. So anyhow, our job right now is guaranteed until the end of the season. So let's take a break. And when we come back, well, let's talk about the Rams and their upcoming game. And, you know, what do we expect? So we'll come back in 2-2. welcome back to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice. I try to do that with a little energy because that's sometimes what you need. Even if it's false energy, energy is energy. People can build off of energy. I mean, I'm a believer in that, right?
I like watching the last guy, this dark energy. So, yes, you never watched Neil deGrasse and the science guy? They talk about the dark energy.
It's
a phenomenon. So come on, Ken.
What is all the empty space? There's this dark energy. Yep. And there's a balance. Well, look, so the Commanders are playing against the Rams. The Rams have just came off of a disappointing loss, but they play well against a contender, right? They play they play well enough that people said, man, for their record, they actually ball well, and there's some good things that they saw with the team. You know, quarterbacks played pretty good. The defense, although not great, stood up to what they thought was going to be a destruction. How do you think they're going to fare against the Commanders, whereas they've had a week off? Marnie, just like you said, they may have had a chance to regroup, to say, let's have some fun. They've had this time to heal up their bodies, and they're playing for something, like you said, Just John. They're playing for their jobs, and I don't know if they see it that way, but some of them are playing for their jobs. Some of them are playing to be on other teams. Some of them are playing this may be their last career, year in the NFL. So what do they need to do to beat the Rams? Any one of you judges can jump in with some energy.
Yes, I think that the Rams are going to be they're a good team, the Rams, and I definitely,
and we play them there.
Yeah, so yeah. I think that that's going to be a little tricky. The Commanders are going to have to have done the things that we just talked about, have a major come to Jesus conversation with themselves, and say here's what's on the line, and if you know what's on the line, and then also realize that this, like you just said, this could be their last time ever in a professional uniform. This could be their last time with their teammates in DC. So they have to really appreciate all those moments, and I think that when you appreciate all those moments, maybe that is a great way just to go and play as hard as you can and with as much determination and grit as you possibly can.
Just John.
And again, that might produce a W.
Right. Again, the Rams are beatable. Yes, they got some points scored on them, and the Rams offense countered every time the Baltimore Ravens scored. They countered. But the Ravens countered, got the last score. But Commanders, what do they have? They have an opportunity. It's right in front of them. Seize that moment coming off a bye, saying we had this much time to prepare for these guys. We got to take a trip out to the West Coast. Let's get out there. Hopefully they get out there early, get it acclimated to Southern California, and get out there. That's a business trip. Get out there to play football like they're capable of doing. Just get it in the system. We're talking about professionals. We are former professionals. Marty, a grandfather on a professional sport team, so she's a professional herself in all rights. So we're talking about other professionals playing at a high level. So that's what they need to be, professionals playing at a high level and getting the job done.
Well, then I think that's also kind of why we talked about sometimes having those individual meetings, the group meetings, to remind people of what your job is. You can do something and take things for granted, and sometimes you have to be reminded of the importance of it and what's at stake. And so, it's one thing when you keep getting a paycheck every week, the paycheck's going to be there for the next week because it's there. But then you don't think about it stopping. You don't think about it, your career being over. You don't think about all those things. And sometimes you have to remind people that this is what we're supposed to do. I did have a thought the other day when I had to wear that Miami Dolphin hat. I was like, why don't you make the team, if they lose, everyone on the team has to wear a Rams cap and be embarrassed into seeing how the fans feel and understanding the pain that people are going through. Not that we don't have, it'll be one thing, I think, if we were a lousy team that had no potential, then everything's about a rebuilding year. But if you think the team has potential and it hurts to see them lose and lose the way they've been losing with the talent that they have. They got Terry McLaurin, who they're trying to pump up at, you know, Man of the Year award and all these different things, but he's not, he's, they're not giving the ball to him. They're not directing the ball towards their star player. That's coaching. Players feel that. Players see that. You know, on defense, they had nothing beyond the front four if they were going to be dominant. The linebackers were okay. The corners were young. They had nothing. They had no game plan. They had no skill set. Everybody seemed like they were depending on the front four dominating, which would have been okay if they did, but they didn't. And you got guys kind of out of position. Jamion Davis is he's out for the rest of the year, and he had started coming on, but he was learning because he was out of position. Now he's out for the rest of the year. I think this is a time to, you know, show what you got, because like we keep saying, you may not have this opportunity again.
Well, one thing about it, Ken, we go back to the personal meetings and whatnot, and team meetings, and on players only meetings, and you know, one thing that can hurt is an infighting amongst the guys, and we don't want that to happen. And you know, even the guys who have left, like Sweat, he made a gut punch, quote unquote, of saying what he said, geared towards Coach Ron Rivera, but. Infighting. We need to do this. We need to do that. Oh, he's not doing his job. He's not doing his job. That's when, like, you really just tear yourself apart. I hope that the Commanders are not doing that, and I hope they build each other up. But at the same time, being brutally honest with each other, hey, Ken, you need to get your play together. John, you need to get your play together. Marty, you know, you need to coach better. You know, as a team, as a family, you can talk like that, but not to the point where it's just the infighting is deteriorating the system or the family.
Right.
Well, often it's not what you say. My mother would always say this. It's not what you say. It's the way you say it. So, mm-hmm. So many things can be, I mean, and in a good way or a bad way. All right. You guys both played professional football. I did not. Now, how important is the coaching? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, you guys all were coached, like, in professional football. Like, do you think, like, you could just go out there and be like, here's what we're going to do, like, and just do it?
I mean, that's a great question, Judge Marnie. To me, and I apologize, Judge John, I jumped the gun, but to me, I've had coaches that I didn't think were good coaches, and some of the techniques and some of the things that they may have shown us were detrimental. And so when you went into the game, it was unrealistic of what they expected and what you were able to do. And some coaches had where they had their own system, and it's like either my way or the highway, and they weren't flexible enough to see the talent that you have and how to adjust with the talent. And so a lot of times you have an underlying undercurrent of, I'm doing the best I can, but you're not putting me in a position to win. And so, long answer to a short question, I think coaches are very important. I mean, they're going to see things that you don't see. Sometimes the game, when it's equally matched, it comes down to schemes. And it's like a chess game. Coaches are important in to tweaking and fine-tuning skill sets, or motivating people to get beyond where they can normally go. They can go in and say, hey, on film, I've seen you. You need to tweak this, or you need to adjust that. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going, this is my advice. This is what I see. And players thrive on that, because you're going to see something, or coaches will normally see something that you don't normally see. And that helps out a lot.
You know, the technique and honing in on the skill set, you know, corrections. That's what a coach is all about. You know, see something like Ken just said, you see something on film, like, I'm going to have to help you correct that, you know, and I'm pointing out to you not to belittle you in front of the teammates, but if you do this, work on this technique, how you put your body in this position, the correction, that's what it's all about as a coach. You know, also putting the schemes together, you know, this scheme is not working. We got to do something. We got to blitz more. We got to do this. Well, as we blitz more, we got to have people in place that can get to the quarterback, that can help. Us put pressure on the quarterback. But if we blitz, we're going to leave our corners and our safeties on an island. So we got those 2-3 seconds. Hey, guys, we got to get to the quarterback. And if this quarterback rolls out, hey, corners, just lock onto your man. Don't, and safeties, don't try to make a tackle in the backfield when you're 10, 12 yards deep. Protect the back end. That's the corrections part of it. So they go to L.A. and have that mindset of correction during the bye week. I see things happening for them.
Well, all right, Sean McVay was a coach for the Commanders.
Well, hold on 1 second, Judge Marnie. Let us go to break real quick.
Okay.
We'll come back, and then you will ask that very intelligent question, and we will answer it very intelligently. Hey, something like right? that. Anyhow, we'll come back in 2 and 2. Yeah, I got it. Welcome back to You're Gonna Know. Commanders Justice, our sponsors, and they've been sticking with us the whole season, so we really appreciate that. Allison Steele Real Estate, anything in your real estate needs, he is the man to do it. And you can find him, Alex at AlexSteele.com. Is that it, John?
Mm-hmm.
John? And then mm-hmm. PMSI, they got the cool little spider for your pest control. They are the company that you need if there's any issues. So with that said and done, Judge Marnie had a question for us, and this is kind of cool, so we will answer it. What do you
All
got?
Right, thank you. All right, so, okay, the Commanders are going to Los Angeles. Sean McVay is the coach, the head coach for the Rams. He was a coach at the Commanders. So how important is it for, I mean, and maybe it's not that relevant now because it's been years and obviously, but like, is it still something like, I want to beat the old team, or is it like, how does that work? Like, does that add to the excitement of it in the locker room or the plane or the coaches? What is that?
That's funny. As soon as you said it, me and John, without knowing it, just start shaking our heads like, yeah, heck yeah, it's important. Especially
McVay said, that should have been my job.
Yeah,
she coached that team, but I had to go elsewhere. And so you coming here, I just want to prove to you that you made a mistake in not hiring me as the head coach. And I know some of the personnel there, the players. So I am going to show, I know their weaknesses, if they have any, that he remembered from scouting or coaching and scouting them, that he knows about them. So he's going to use that to his advantage. You know, and I also heard a rumor. I don't know about this is true or not. I heard a rumor that could be a way that the Commanders may hire him as the head coach next year. I saw that somewhere on the internet.
Really? Well, yeah. I know I've seen a lot of things with coaches potentially being hired for the team, and the field's wide open. There are a lot of coaches going to get fired. A lot of coaches could be hired, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. To answer your question, Marnie, on my side at least. Yeah, I mean, the feeling you want to, one is when you kind of want to show them what they lost when they let you go or how they let you go. Two, you want to dominate a team, especially in the Commanders' circumstance. You want to dominate the team that you're supposed to dominate. You know, you don't want to come across halfway feeling like you couldn't beat the team that you're supposed to beat. And by everything, all the points and all that stuff, I think they're 6.5 points over. I don't know how they do the betting thing, but 6.5 points over with the Rams beating the Commanders. You want to prove that you are the better team. You just came from a tough loss in overtime against a good team. You darn sure don't want to go out there and get your butt beat by a bad team. The danger is the bye, which we've talked about. Players have a chance to heal. Players have a chance to revamp. Players have a whatever. And then you could, because you play so well against a good team, you could overestimate yourself and underestimate the team that you're playing against. Because, you know, there are some good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just gonna say there are some good things on the Commanders teams. I mean, and I don't know why they're not using McLaurin, but you know he could be a dominant player. You know, make him the hot go to guy. You know, you have a defense where I think because now your pass rushers aren't there, then you may have to be a little bit more creative in your schemes, and because of that bye, you'll have times to implement a couple of new schemes and work on them. And it's not just, you know, the guys have gone away. So, you know, you have an opportunity right now. You going to say something, John?
Yeah. Plus, for the Rams, this is plenty of old team you coach for. And this is an NFC team. And you want to get that win against an NFC team. And for the Commanders, you want to make sure you plan against this NFC team to make it difficult for them to get into the playoffs, which is going to boost your confidence for the next game, then the next game, and then the next game. And then whatever happens during the offseason, you start with the Rams after the bye, and you build from that. And that's going to make you look good in front of the ownership and in front of the ownership. That's what it boils down to.
I used to always be like, because I've been, like I said, I've been in this position, you know, one, I want to be the spoiler. So the teams, you know, that think they can get to the playoffs, I'm going to be the spoiler. You're not going to just run past me. And then two, my mindset was like, you're going to feel my pain. Everything that I'm going through this season, you're going to feel my pain in this game, and I'm going to take it out on you.
So in WWE terms, you will be the heel, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brother. Brother, I'm gonna take your head and smash it around. I don't know. That's kind of weak. But yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, it is a long plane ride going back from the West Coast after a loss. So I think that if anything, if I was going to say anything to the players, if I was on the coaching staff, I would say, all right, guys, just do, you know, I hear everything you're saying. Just remember, it's like a 6 hour or 5.5 hour plane ride going from west to east. And it's not fun when you lose a game, but it's really fun when you win the game. Those plane rides are fun. You want to fly 13 hours after a big win. You know, those plane rides are awesome.
I don't know about that, Martin. 13 hours.
But you know, but it's still fun. It's way more fun to be on a plane going across country.
That's all right. When you were saying that, I was thinking, like, because I know when we had flights, there were guys, and this is probably where I should have stood up as leadership. They were already planning what they were going to do, partying. They were already planning, you know, what stuff was like. They were laughing. They were you know, playing cards, all that stuff. The loss didn't hurt. There were some guys it hurt, and there were a lot of guys it didn't hurt. And that's probably, you know, that to me was why we lost. It was because it didn't hurt.
That's like my favorite scene in Moneyball, the movie, is when the guys are celebrating in the locker room after a loss, and Brad Pitt comes in and he, you know, gets really mad at them. And he's like, losing is not supposed to be fun. Like, you don't want to, like, no.
Yeah. It should hurt. You should be embarrassed to walk around town to say that you're a command. I mean, it's hard enough to walk around as a fan now. It should hurt when you have to face the public and know that you let the team down. You didn't give 100%. You didn't give your all. Yes.
Yeah. Did you say this hurts or this hurts? Did you say that?
Did I say what?
Did you slip up?
No.
Then
no,
you have to bleep that.
No. No, I no no. This stuff hurts. I think I said so. Hey, well, let's go ahead and do this. Let's spin the wheel, right? And then Judge Marnie, you're gonna have to do what you're. I'm the one all the time wearing the hats and all that stuff. So let's it's a teamwork. Let's put it on the team.
So this is sponsored by Alex Estelle, alexestelle.com. At alexestelle.com. And Judge Marty, we're going to spin the wheel when we come back from the break. Right, Ken? That's how we're going to do it?
That's what we're going to do.
What are we going to do? Judge Marty, are you ready?
I'm ready.
But we do have to cut a Judge Martin. And she's going to take one for the team, and she's going to spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, she's going to have to do. So whenever you're ready, Ben, let's go. Spin it wheel. Please don't say we're a Dallas Cowboys jersey.
Well, I do like Coach Vermeil. And he did coach the Rams, and they won the Super Bowl.
So, ooh, yeah. Ooh, you got to get a
temporary Commanders tattoo.
Or on your side, no, you're going to have to get a Rams tattoo somewhere.
Oh, Rams tattoo. Okay.
Yeah. If the Rams win, you have to get a fake Rams tattoo and, you know, one of those eye things or something.
Like a teardrop, like I'm a gang, like well, that, I'm in the Crips.
That's kind of prison.
We are with a Ram, So
Marnie got that. Marnie got that quiet, hard side to her. She's like, she's out of the gang.
She was up in Philadelphia, man. So she you know. So
at least I forget, right?
That's right.
Sometimes, sometimes people say stuff to me, you know, because I write children's books and all that stuff. And every once in a while, I'll say something, and they look all shocked. And I'm like, "Whoa, champ! Don't forget, I did play linebacker. There are a couple of screws loose here." So I did forget, Marnie, that you were from Philly. You got that?
I'm from Philly. Yes.
And the prison in the bottom of your
we're
house.
The prison.
The jail. Hey. It was a jail.
Yeah, I want to go back to our last guest, Susie Beatty, and. Since my came up, we said, listen, what team do you think the Commanders are going to win? You beat this year. And she picked the Jets. So remember, when the Commanders play the Jets next week, I believe, after this game, she's going to, if the Jets win, she has to wear a Dallas Cowboys jersey or something like that.
Yep. I can't wait to see that. Taking pictures and everything.
And think about that. The Jets defense is really really, really good. So she got to be prepared for that. So that's a week from now. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. So I just want to throw it in and take some of the pressure off of Judge Marnie.
you're a good man. Okay, let me do a quick little wrap up, and then we'll get some final thoughts in. Jonathan Allen, I think there are a lot of teams that potentially maybe would do a trade for him. And he's mentioned on TV or somewhere that he was unhappy, or he's questioned it in his mind that he was unhappy being here. So that's a potential thing to look out for. Bienemy, some of the articles were saying that even though he was supposed to have been the great savior, a lot of players still don't want to, you know, they wouldn't give him high marks. And if it came down to the coaches, the new ownership asking the players, should they keep him or not? A lot of them would say that he's not the guy. And so his tenure as a potential head coach may not be all that we think it is. He may be going somewhere else. Let's see. And then I think that was it. I think there's a stat that teams that usually go into overtime and end up losing potentially lose the next game. So maybe. I don't know. I'm trying everything. I'm trying to put mistletoes up and make sure that something happens.
Wait a minute. That's true, because the Eagles lost. They won in overtime. They end up losing the next game. So that strikes that down, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? So maybe I got it wrong. Maybe the thing was reversed, and that if they win, they usually lose the next week. So I guess it did strike it down. So anyhow, judges, any last thoughts as we embark upon the Commanders against the Rams? They're flying out there. It's a long trip, but it's bright and warm and sunny. And so they'll have a nice warm practice and all that. Anybody want to say anything?
Well, another question for you guys. Does playing in LA, and I know there were many years where there was not a team in LA, but like, does that impact, like, it's LA? I mean, I used to live there. So like, but I know when people would come visit me, they'd be like, oh, you know, it just, does that have an impact when you're a player?
You know.
Yeah, and we don't have enough time to see the environment, meet people, all that stuff. It's not really, you don't have that much time to be anything free. Sorry.
Even the time that I did fly out with when I played for the Giants, and Dan Reeves had to fly out on a Friday, and we had no curfew on Saturday night because we practiced that morning and had our meetings. Really? Yeah, but he said, man, just police yourself. And that's what we did. You know, you go see this, we walk down Rodeo Drive and all that stuff, just a casual day, you know, but you get the mindset and ready for it, you know. But as far as taking in stuff and just absorbing, getting out of hand, none of us did, you know. So we can do it during the off-season, you know, have fun and go out and visit LA.
Let's flip it around. Maybe Marnie goes out there and do you get crazy and wild and get excited?
You live there, right?
I mean, I lived there. So my friends would show up and I'm like, I go to bed at 9 o'clock, you know, like I make Vegas look boring. So I don't know what you guys were expecting in LA. And by the way, in January, even December, not bathing suit weather, it's still kind of cold. I mean, 70 degrees or it's not like you go, it's still not, you know, tropical.
And the traffic is horrible out there too, so you just can't just drive. I'm gonna pick up and drive over to the Hollywood area. It's gonna take you forever to get there, you know.
Yeah,
Judge Marnie, you're proven to be quite boring.
Sorry.
Just can't just turn in the morning, Mark.
Yeah, I know, right? I've been sitting here looking at this, and I want to hit it, but like, I got nothing to hit it to.
You're not that boring.
Hey, okay, I checked that enough. You're not that boring. You're great. You. Well, okay, Just John, you got anything last parting words? Our Christmas is coming up. You know, what do you guys got?
Well, the world outside is not frightful, and all here are delightful. We don't want the snow. But so we're going to let it go. Commanders win.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Judge Marnie, what do you think? Commanders against the Rams.
I've been consistent all year. I keep pulling for the Commanders. So why would I change now?
Yeah, I've been more consistently wrong. And so, but I'm going to go with the Commanders. I actually think because of the bye, they have a shot of wrapping a few things, coming at it fresh. And changing the attitude a little bit, knowing, like John said, this is now job time. There's no question of will this coach be around next year, won't be around. This is job time. So I'm gonna go with the Commanders as well. Any big plans anybody got for holidays?
We come to your house for Christmas again. No? Okay.
No, yeah, you come. I got a bunch of coals. You know, put coals in your stockings. That's right. Forget it. Let me stick to my unofficial job of trying to be a comedian.
So next
we have football on Christmas Day this year.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So next Wednesday, the NFL is having something in DC.
Yeah.
So we're gonna try to do a show there live or.
No, we'll try to either do it later. It's at a putt-putt miniature golf thing, right? Mm-hmm. Or something like that. So I don't think we'll be to do it live there. So maybe do it later. Or we could try and see. I don't know. We'll discuss it off there.
We'll discuss it. Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Commanders win, and we'll have some positive stuff to talk about. It would be pretty amazing and pretty awesome if they can surprise and win. You know, two of the four games.
I'm hoping they win because I don't want to see the tattoo on Marty.
Right, the teardrop.
The teardrop. No, make it a couple of teardrops. You want to be in for a while.
Well, that means I'm like hardcore. If it's a couple of teardrops, that means I've been really busy.
You're funny.
Be busy.
You're funny. All right. Well, hey, well, take care.
Go Commanders tonight.
Bye, guys.
Good day.
Yes.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.